choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You don't have to accommodate failure. You don't have to accommodate disappointment. Because when I develop relentless faith, I never give up. Amen? I fight for what I believe. Come on, somebody. You got to fight for what you believe. Here's what he said after he says, "Entrust this to faithful men." Then he says this. He says, "Be diligent." Verse 15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God." Well, what does that mean? Well, this is what it means. There's a big difference between being accepted by God and being approved by God. It's two different things. People are accepted by God because they've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But how many of you here today understand God's not mad at you? He's not disappointed with you. He'll take you just like you are. He'll take you out of the middle of your mess, and he'll work on cleaning you up. That's what he does. That's why you're accepted by God. There are workmen that are accepted, but they're not approved of. Listen, folks, we must never come to believe that just because we have a crowd, just because we're poking the devil in the eye, that God always approves of what we're doing. When we fool ourselves into believing that if we have a full church and we have a lot of money in the bank, then that's a sign that God approves of what we're doing, then we're making a big mistake. He said, no, you need to be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, I want you to be diligent. In other words, I want you to work at this thing. I want you to stay on this thing. Don't play with it. Don't coddle it. I want you to put effort into the call of God that I put on your life. Don't dismiss it. My God. You know, in a chaotic world, in a society that really has no morals, in a generation where truth is not absolute, listen to me, folks. There's no black or white anymore. Everything's become gray. And God is saying, in the middle of this gray culture of compromise, I want you to be diligent. I want you to be my spokesman, my man, my woman, my workman who knows how to rightly divide the word of truth. I want you to be able to stand up in the face of the world that thinks it's intellectual, to stand up in the face of those that have been trained in the finest universities of America, to stand up to somebody that thinks they have all the answers. He said, I'm looking for men and women who are not intimidated by college professors, who are not intimidated by intellectuals, who have not gone crazy on some stupid ideology, who don't believe the things of the world, who believe the things of the world. I'm looking for people that have been in my book, who have studied my word, who know how to rightly divide the word of truth. They know how to slice and dice the truth. That's what I'm looking for. I watch preachers become intimidated because people ask questions they don't know how to answer.
Let me pray on that for 4 days, brother.
People come around, sometimes people come around to a church because, you know, they got influence or they got wealth or they got status. They'll come around and because of that, the pastor will start backing off. They just start getting real friendly with the person of influence. Come on, that's going on all over this country, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care. Let them go. If I lose their tithe, it don't bother me at all. Huh? We'll make it without them. I'm determined. I'm determined. Yeah. We're going to poke him in the eye. Yeah. I've seen churches where, well, if you're going to speak in tongues, let's do it on Monday night. Let's do it on Monday night because we don't want to speak in tongues on Sunday morning because, you know, there might be some folks there who don't quite understand it. No. If they're there, God sent them there because he wants to teach them something. Yeah, right. It's a divine opportunity and a divine appointment from the Holy Ghost. Amen. So what happens is a lot of people become intimidated by the culture that we're called to. We get intimidated by it. The same culture that we've been called to change. I think I shared this with you before, but have you seen that? Have you seen Oprah on YouTube? Where, you know, the Church of Oprah. You ever seen that? Church of Oprah? YouTube Church of Oprah. When you get a chance, go watch it. And I'm not picking on Oprah. Oprah's all, you know, Oprah's a nice lady. Oprah's done a lot of good things. But I'm talking about what Oprah said publicly. This is what, we might as well go ahead and acknowledge that Oprah's our, you know, the America's pastor anyway. Right? It's not Joe Osteen or Rick Warren or Billy Graham, Franklin Graham. It's Oprah. There's guys all across this nation standing in the pulpit and people call them pastor, but they don't. They get their lifestyle cues from Oprah and Dr. Phil. Come on, somebody help me. I'm telling the truth. They'll come to church and go, that sounds good. Then they'll go home and listen to Oprah and go, well, Oprah makes more sense. My God, come on, amen. I'm telling you the truth. Oprah's their pastor, amen. Listen, I'm not mad at Oprah. I'm happy. I'm happy I can stand here and tell you the truth about Oprah this morning. This woman stood up on a show and said that people that are Christians are mentally imbalanced. Mentally imbalanced. She's throwing all of her money and all her support behind the idea that there are many ways to get to heaven. There are many ways to get to God. And she says that people that believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven are mentally limited. Touch somebody and say, I think I'm mentally limited. You know why people believe that? Because the Church of America looks just like the Church of Hollywood. We got showboating going on in the pulpit. We got divas. Come on, somebody help me. My God. We got everything in the church that they got in Hollywood. We're just a cheap copy with less money trying to do what Hollywood's doing. My God. Amen. Say, well, how do you know that, Pastor? Because the divorce rate's just as high in the church as it is in the world. Sin abounds in the church just like it abounds in the world when it ought not. Come on, verse 15 says, he said, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then he goes on to say, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. The more you run your mouth, the more ungodly you become. And the message will spread like cancer. These two guys, Hymenaeus and Philetus, he said those are the guys that are doing the same thing. They've strayed from the faith. They're teaching something that ain't even the gospel anymore. They're like Oprah. Listen to me very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. People do not get into all kinds of deception unless there are teachers that teach the deception. He said, these men have taught things that are in vain, profane, idle babblings, and because of it, men have drifted away from the faith. They're believing something that's not entirely true. You know, I'll tell you what, man. I believe we're doing everything we can do. We use the best advertising. We go after government money. We go after school scholarships. We're doing everything we can do to get Jesus to people. And I think that's the right thing to do. But I never want to be a church that uses the world's strategies and the cultural influences over spiritual things. The church is not a business. Did you hear me? I said the church is not a business. And I understand that the administrative part of a church runs like a business, but I want to just declare to you that the church is not a business. The church is a living organism that is empowered by Jesus Christ, and it flows in the Holy Ghost. We might have a cross, we might have a crowd inside, but that don't make it a church. A church is a place where Jesus is alive among the people, and His Spirit is connected to our spirit. It's spirit to spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. His Spirit bears witness to our spirit that we are the sons of God. We're His children. And because we're His children, we minister to others. You didn't know you was an adoption agent, did you?
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Every one of us are working in the adoption business. We're getting people into the kingdom. Come, be a part of our family. You ain't got to sign no paperwork. You ain't got to pay no fee. It's free. Yeah. It wasn't cheap, but it's free. Yeah. Come on in. Yeah. God's got a plan, and you're in it. Yeah. Touch somebody and say, you're in it. Yeah. I mean, without the life of God in this place, we're just a bunch of religious people having a religious gathering that carry out religious duties. Yeah. And believing we're just satisfying our moral conscience. I mean, I ain't got nothing against the Shriners, but we might as well be Shriners. You know, they do a lot of good work. It's not enough for me just to satisfy my moral conscience. Somebody said, well, it's terrible in America. Things are getting worse. Morals are declining. The economy is tanking. Things are going down. We can't even agree to a debt limit increase. Everything's falling apart. Can I just say this to you? That ought to be a sign to us. Darker the night, brighter the light. The uglier it gets, the more God's going to use you. It's a call to arms. I mean, we didn't get into World War II until we were bombed. I mean, that was an ugly day when we got bombed, wasn't it? I mean, we didn't go to Afghanistan until they tore down the Twin Towers. That was an ugly day when the towers come down, wasn't it? That was a dark night. But man, it set some things in motion, didn't it? God is calling the army of the Lord to be set in motion. He's looking for determined, relentless people. My God. If there's ever been a time and a season to declare the works of the Lord, it's now. Amen. It's today. If there's ever been a place for us to exercise the power of God and to really get out and move in signs and wonders and miracles, it's today. Hallelujah. It's today. Come on, somebody. If there's ever been a time that the world needs an answer, it's today. If there's ever been a time that the church needs to rise up and take its place that God has called it to be, it's today. Somebody say it's today.
Amen.
You know, there's voices that are all over. There's all kinds of influential voices everywhere. They're on the right and on the left of pastors, and they try to remove the ancient landmarks. And I'm not so foolish to believe that some of the things we were taught were not altogether the right revelation, because people get in things and they muddy things up in different churches sometimes, and doctrine gets changed and ideology gets changed. But it's got to come back to the Word of God. I know we've had crazy things go on in church. Things done in the name of Jesus, or things done in the name of legalism that really wasn't really God. We've had it on both sides. Church is too legalistic and church is too charismatic. Both are forms of the flesh. My God. But listen to me, something is happening in the church like never before, and we cannot move the standard that the church was founded on. We cannot change the foundational truths of the church and expect God to build a house that is right. We have got to keep the foundation the foundation. People and voices going out everywhere trying to convince people of all kinds of stuff. So, well, Pastor, you're going against other pastors and you're talking about them. No, I'm not. I'm not talking about anybody. Please don't misunderstand what I'm talking about. But anytime you got voices that no longer believe in the authority of Scripture, when you see that and they're just justifying or they're excusing things that Scripture prohibits and they're calling it godly, listen, ladies and gentlemen, that is sin. It is a blight to God. I've said this to you before. If a man can go to Lakeland and hold a revival for 10 straight weeks and have all kinds of manifestations of things they're calling the Holy Ghost, and when the thing is finally over, he divorces his wife. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. That is not God. That is a hypocrisy and a stain on the gospel. Can I just submit to you that he should have probably for 10 weeks been working on his marriage instead of trying to preach to somebody? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if the Word of God isn't the authority of God, then where do we go? Where do we go? What else is there? We might as well just get Time Magazine and we can live by that. Let me just say this to you. This book, this Bible, if it isn't anything, if it is not living, and you cannot change the Word, you cannot come against the Word must change your lifestyle. It must change you. You can't justify your lifestyle and try to fit it into the Word. You got to justify the Word and fit your lifestyle into it. My God. You know, the world can outdo us in a lot of ways. They can outperform us. They can out-excellent us. They can out-market us. They can out-commercialize us. The world can outdo us in all kinds of different ways. But there's one thing that the world cannot outdo us in. And that is in the demonstration of the power of God. The world cannot out-demonstrate us. And if we ever come to the point that we will believe that signs and wonders will follow the ministry of the Word of God, then it will begin to validate what we preach. Because how many of you know if there's no validation, then there shouldn't be any reason to believe? It's got to be validated. Paul said, if you don't have signs, wonders following, then the faith of men will rest in the wisdom of men and not in the power of God. I don't know about you, but I don't want anybody's faith resting in my wisdom. I want to see their faith rest in the power of God. That's where Paul put his faith. That's where Jesus put his faith. That's where Peter put his faith. What makes you think you can't put your faith there? I'm looking for a church that's not looking for enticing words of wisdom. I'm looking for a church that's coming in the demonstration of the power of God. Come on, touch somebody and say, I'm coming in the demonstration of the power of God. Hallelujah. You know, I was at Home Depot about a month ago, and I was looking at a way to try to block off the entrance, because when we started camp, we had 140 kids here. 140 kids. And parents would walk right in that back door and blow past the office and just walk up the hallway. And it was just getting insane. I thought, man, we got to put a gate right there and make them stop at the window so we know who's coming to take these kids. We can get in trouble. You know, if some divorced parent shows up and said, I'm here to get Junior, and you say, okay, bye, have a nice day. And the next thing you know, Junior got kidnapped. Yeah. I'm thinking things like, well, we got to be more diligent. So I went down to Home Depot, and I'm walking around, and I'm saying, man, how can I just, we need a gate that we can open and shut, and keep them out. At the end of the aisles, they got these little orange things, you know, that are hooked to the bar, and they just pull them across, and they latch it to the other side. And they do that because they have a, you know, a forklift down there, and they're stocking shelves or something, or trying to get something down. So they block off the gate so you don't go down there and have something fall on your head and you sue them. So I'm looking at all these little gates and I'm checking them out and I'm like, man, I only need one. I wonder if they got one around back that's kind of bent up or something. So I walk to the back office and I'm a bargain hunter, in case you didn't know that. I walk back to the back office and I start talking to the manager and she said, can I help you? I said, well, yeah, you can help me and Jesus. We got a problem. I said, we're trying to get a gate down here at this camp that we're doing. And I was wondering, do you have any of those? I don't see any of them for sale in the store. I said, I notice y'all use a lot of things you don't sell. But I'd like to buy one of them. Where can I get one of them? She said, well, we don't have any. She said, there's an 800 number on there you can call, but they're really expensive. And I thought, wow, that's something. I said, well, can't you just sell me that one? She looked at me, she said, well, it's not for sale. It's not for sale. Come on, somebody, say it's not for sale. I imagine that every now and then Home Depot's got to tell a lot of people some of the things they want are not for sale. Amen. And some of the stores you go into and some of the stuff you'll see a sign on it sometimes that says not for sale. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Not for sale. Come on, touch somebody and say it's not for sale. I believe God wants us to have things in our hearts that we will not budge on. That we will not move on. Things in our hearts that are not for sale. Come on, help me, somebody. Not for sale. Amen. That means it doesn't matter who tries to buy you, who tries to intimidate you, who tries to manipulate you, who tries to talk you out of whatever it is you got. There are things in your life that are not for sale. Things that you can't even ever give up. Things that will be part of your life that will cause you to be relentless. Can I just go ahead and declare to you today that miracles, signs, and wonders are not for sale? Come on, somebody help me. Not for sale. Come on, let me hear you. Not for sale. I don't care if you believe in them or if you don't believe in them. I don't care if you believe in prayer lines or you don't believe in prayer lines. As long as we have a church, we're going to pray for people. It's not for sale. Hallelujah. The miracles of God are not for sale. We need to become demonstrators of the truth. Come on, Truth Church. We need to demonstrate the power of God. We need to demonstrate the love of God. We need to demonstrate the blessing of God. We need to demonstrate the things that God has called us to be. It is not for sale. Those are the things that carry us through the dark nights. If you let someone talk you out of it, you'll never make it through the battle. They're not for sale. Pastor, they didn't get healed. Well, pray for them again. It's not for sale. My God, we need to understand this, church, this morning. We need to hear this. We're living in dangerous times. The economies of the world are collapsing around us. The Middle East is being torn apart every day with war and hatred. Christians are every day becoming more and more persecuted. If you don't learn this lesson here and begin to apply it to your life, I promise you there will come a time in your life where you'll get backed into a corner and you'll have to deal with the issue of whether it's for sale or not.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbus. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly serve the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.